Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my gymnasium. Check it out. Watch this. Bring ding 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 ding.
So this is Jermaine Edwards. Yeah. Listen, in all you're getting, get wisdom, knowledge, understanding. Aim for the sky, reach the mountain, keep climbing. Stop saying you can't, oh, you know you never tried it. Don't waste your energy unless you see the benefits. Negative thoughts, pessimist call. I'm an optimist rising, though sometimes I fall. I'ma keep moving even if I have to crawl. Running with a purpose, and I know I have to run far.
Remember principles work everywhere, anytime. Feel I get life when success is denied. Why no? Every question deserves a reply. And my life is submitted to the highest of high. I got my eyes on the prize. I won't accept it and lie. Fight for my faith till I die. There is a reason why.
Because of the price you pay, yeah.
Dream me, that's my act now. Tell Fetty I won't bow. Poppy collar, you're a winner, you're a star. Know who God say you are.
We're
gonna
accept us. We're gonna turn back now. We're gonna get this shot. No matter what you say, I'm gonna make it to the top. No.
Sorry, let me use the restroom. We get on there.
The mediocrity that I won't accept. As long as I give my life, I'm gonna give my best. Greater is in me than what your eyes can see. My current situation is not the best of me. It's not because you tried it and it never worked out. Don't try to discourage me or fill me with doubt. Faith is the substance of things so far, and the evidence of things that I've not seen.
I'm gonna go higher.
In the world I see, but I come to like
sides and changing hands. I know when I'm growing older, my aim is to get more bolder, so my life can be a light, guiding you to Christ.
Ministries.com. We're about to get ready to go on simultaneously right now on three channels. Pastor John Durden will be bringing the Word of God tomorrow, the Passover. And we have posted both old and new. That's tomorrow. We had to reschedule. Thanks for the Holy Spirit. The purpose of being sensitive to the Holy Spirit is because you don't know when you're going to teach. And you cannot prepare things from the physical mind or you will not be in touch with Christ. And believe me, that came today because I wasn't prepared to do anything. And the Holy Spirit said, just pray in the Holy Ghost and boom, I got it. But you got to stay in the Word. You got to be filled with the Word to do that. Amen. All right. Let's get ready now to get ready to go on air. We're about to open up our lines at livedeliverance.com. Live Deliverance, we want to welcome you here at livedeliverance.com. Now, if you would like to see us, you can go to www.livedeliverance.com and go back in and hit YouTube. We're going to be on there, and we're about to get ready to start this teaching. Only Christ Jesus is the will of God. Again, thank you for listening to us here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries and our YouTube channel. You can call in, area code 646-378-1857, Monday through Thursdays. We can have conversations open. We had to make a change. We had Pastor Durden that was scheduled today, but due to some personal issues, we had to change that to tomorrow, so he will be on tomorrow. Only Christ Jesus is the will of God for all of us. Let me say this as a Christian and as an American citizen, and also, for any veterans who hear me, tomorrow I'm going to be making an announcement for any veterans who served in the United States military that had any injuries, any mental problems. There's a company that helps veterans. It's a medical company, and I'm going to lay all that out to you tomorrow. If you're any veteran anywhere hearing us, you don't have to be homeless. If you're in the Atlanta area, please go to Fort McPherson. They have housing for homeless veterans. There's a lot of veterans out here homeless who suffer so heavy from post-traumatic stress. So I just ask all of you to lift up the veterans and pray for them and their family members. Now, for Americans, I wanted to tell you, I put something up on Make America Great Again, and I didn't really get too many hits. So when you define Make America Great Again, and what I put up did not show you anything good about America. Not the 4,500 lynchings from 1877 to 1950. That's terrorism. So is that making America good again? Because if that's what making America good again, and when a president called African nations shitholes, that's not making America great again. That violates the Bible in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 12. I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life. In Ecclesiastes 3:13 it says, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. So when you define make America great again, part of American history are you talking about making great again? Because if you see the testimonies of these African Americans who have lost their loved ones, just as well as the Jews who lost 6 million due to the Nazis, there have been over 4,500 lynchings in these United States of America, and no one has been found guilty. We see now a spiritual of conspiracy is trying to move this nation, and we need to really pray because we got problems. We have some serious, serious problems. So I put that up and didn't get a whole lot of views. So why you don't want to see that? Because that shows you the rawness and the root. If you got any problem that you are trying to settle, you must get to the root of that problem. And the Bible indicates to us in Matthew chapter 3, verse 10, and now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. That includes President Donald Trump. This speech that this man is about to make, you know, he's going to speak out of two tongues. Shithole nations, and we're all going to come together. That's a double-minded person. We need to pray. And you can move him out of office by prayer. Elijah, the prophet, prayed for 3.5 years, and the Bible says it rained not on the earth. So you need to study that in the book of James. Christians have a power to come up against this principality. And I was appalled to see the housing, HUD housing, can't even explain. He don't even know what the hell going on. Now, you're going to call this Make America Great Again? You really can't say that I'm racist because that's a black man I'm talking against. And the only way really to be racist is to have economic means to suppress a person. And knowledge stops suppression. So pray for this nation. Amen. All right, let's get into the Word of God. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come in the name of Yeshua, the Messiah, how God has anointed Yeshua with the Holy Ghost and who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil because God was with him. Lord, use me as your oracle and allow the power of the Holy Spirit to minister through me. In the name of Yeshua, the Messiah, we pray, amen. What is the purpose for the will of God in our lives? You know, I'm 56 years old, and I have wasted a lot of foolish times in my life. I have done things that's immoral, that's not right, and God has forgave me. The purpose for Jesus is to get us to God. Christ is our mediator. We all have problems. And the only answer to any solution is through Jesus Christ. The political system that we're dealing with, these so-called evangelicals, they put on TV talking about this man has changed. He's a Christian. Well, Christians don't call. I don't think Jesus, if he was walking the earth, would call a nation a shithole. Death and life is the power of the tongue. So, you know, we have these evangelists praying over this man. Well, I think that's another Jesus. Because it looks like that prayers ain't been answered because this man is full of demons. And this man needs Jesus. The government needs Jesus. Every individual on earth needs Jesus. Because I'm going to share something with you. That name is a very, very powerful name. And that if you're trying to serve him, you have abundant grace that he gives you. Because the word of God tells us in the book of Acts, and Acts is the historical accomplishment of the apostles through the apostolic ministry of Yeshua. Jesus of Nazareth, pure name is Yeshua, the Messiah. And salvation is for the Jew first, and it is then for the Gentile. In Acts chapter 4, verse 12, it says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The purpose for Christ is to protect us from a demonic attack. The purpose of Christ is to shield us through his blood and gives us access to spiritual warfare. Now, there is something that I want you to see in the Bible and see God's nature and love that Christ has. You see, this is not about being religious. Christianity is not a religion. It's a way of living. Let me say this. Christianity is not a religion. Religion is man-made. That is not salvation. Religion is do this, don't do that. Do this, you can't do that. Now, when I say we're no longer under the law, that means that we don't no longer have to have any human sacrifice or animal sacrifice to cut a goat. Thank you, Lord. There are different ways in Israel that they had sacrifice for repentance according to what you can afford. Some gave doves, thank you, Lord. Some gave what they could, and some had goats, which is the highest sacrifice. Well, we don't need that goat anymore because of Yeshua. And some of us really miss the importance of Christ and the will that he had for us is because we're really serving him in ignorance. Now, let's see this powerful will and love that God has for mankind. If you see the amount of transfigurations on Matthew chapter 17, we see that it says, and after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, and this is a good way to show a Roman Catholic that Peter is, you know, they got Peter wrong. Peter was married. Jesus healed his mother-in-law from sickness, but the Catholic Church is religion. I'm not Catholic. I used to be Catholic. I used to say, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sins now that our death, amen. That ain't even nowhere in the Bible. You see, religion moves you away from Christ's will and Christ's love because it puts you in bondage. Religion is man-made. And I want you to know and to remind you that religion is what crucified our Savior, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the Sanhedrin Council. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart. Now, you see, the Lord did this for a reason. And if you don't have revelation, you're going to look at this and see this as if he just went to a mountain. Mountains mean something. It means range of principalities. It means the height and the distance and land before you go to heaven. So Jesus, the son of the Messiah, the son of God, he defeated Satan. And what he did, he pierced through the first, second, and third heaven. There are three heavens the Bible speaks of. First, second, and third heaven. Paul speaks of that. And let me go to, I'm looking for something. The purpose for Jesus is for us to be spiritually separated from Satan, spiritually separated for believers. The concept of separation from evil is a fundamental to God. Relationships with his people, according to the Bible's separation, involve two dimensions, one negative and the other positive. Separately and separating ourselves morally and spiritual from sin and from anything that is contrary to Christ's righteousness and God's word. The Bible says that drawing near to God is a close and intimate fellowship through prayer, worship, the word, and loving service. Separation is this twofold sense result in a relationship where God is our Heavenly Father who lives with us and is our God, and we in turn are his sons and daughters. 2 Corinthians 6:16-18. In the Old Testament, God's people called to be holy, order to belong to God as his very own. Please see Exodus chapter 23:24, Leviticus chapter 11:44, Deuteronomy 7:3. The destruction of the Canaanites shows you that God does not like a people who separate themselves voluntarily from him. And in America, we are seeing more atheist beliefs. We are embracing in the church homosexuality. That's not to be embraced in the body of Christ. That can be embraced in the world, but not in the body of Christ. One key reason God punishes people when exiles into Babylon was to show an example that God does not tolerate sin. In the Old Testament, God called believers to be separated from the corrupt world system and from unholy compromise. John 17:15-16. And this is why in the hell I can't understand why these folks talking about this man is a Christian. This man is not, he don't act like one, he don't talk like one. He's a thug. It takes a thug to know a thug. Now, our attitudes in separation must be one, hatred towards sin. And see, this is not taught in the church. And Christ's will is to put himself in the place of sin so that we can get to God. Now, I didn't say get to God by hallelujah, Jesus, and God says, and ain't no scripture in there. There's no teaching in there. I don't think you're going to be able to get to God like that. Unrighteousness in a corrupt world system God wants us as believers out of. I want to say this to all of us, including me. The Lord showed me something. That Donald Trump, or no Republican, or no Democrat, I call Republican slave whoopers. That's what my mother told me it was. No Republican slave whooper can do anything to hurt you. No Democratic hypocrite can do anything to hurt you. No independent fool can do anything to hurt you, because if you are in the world, you're not covered by Christ. Let me say this again. If you are in the world, you are not covered by Christ. You have violated his word. And God is not going to let you just violate his word and you don't pay consequences. He tells us in 2 Corinthians 6:17, wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, excuse me, and touch not that unclean thing, and I will receive you. The purpose of separation is that God's people might be preserving faith, live a godly life, love God with an undesirable heart, stay out of the world, trust in the Lord, and not trust in Wall Street. Because the minute you're going to start trusting in Wall Street, these are natural things. And these things open up the door to spiritual problems. And the natural world consists of financial problems, jobs, professional, car, breaking down, football, TV, music, entertainment. That's the natural world. Christ is trying to protect us from an unseen force that the natural world lifts up, and even out of ignorance don't even know that they're doing it. And most Christians are in guilty of that. If we separate ourselves properly, God himself rewards us by drawing near with his people and blessing them and giving them fatherly care. He promised to be everything that a good father should be. He will be a counselor and guide. He will love and cherish us as his own children, 2 Corinthians 6:16-18. The refusal of believers to separate themselves from evil will inadvertently result in the loss of fellowship with God, 2 Corinthians 6:16, or to be accepted by the Father, 2 Corinthians 6:17, our rights as children, and God does not want that with us. And God has given such examples in the Synoptic Gospels that is very galvanizing to me as I see how God's love has manifested itself. Now, I'm going to share this here with you. God loves us so much that Jesus Christ owns the kingdom of God, that God gave it to him. God gave it to his son, man. Now, I'm going to show you where this is at in the Bible. I would like you to turn to Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. Who had delivered us from the power of darkness, that's Jesus, and had translated us, watch this now, into the kingdom of his dear son. God has given the kingdom to Jesus. So it's very, very important that Christ is the will of God, because we can't get through him without Jesus Christ. Now, I'm going to say this here, and a lot of Christians, I don't care whether you like me or not, because I'm not here to get approval by man. So I can say a word and bite it, because I put my trust in the Lord. I was listening, and yes, I do listen in the news and find out Rosa Parks died. She was a black civil rights lady, and she refused to give up her seat. She was tired. But she passed away, and T.D. Jakes, let me say this before I tell you the man who was up there speaking, because you're going to judge him and say, oh, he hates Jews. Well, if he do, that's between him and Christ. But what he said out of the burial of the lady from Alabama who didn't give up her seat, Rosa Parks, Mr. Farrakhan acknowledged Christ. Go to YouTube. He said, even me as a Muslim, God has given Jesus. See, people know Jesus, but they think that they can still get to Jesus with God. And that's the problem with the Muslims. They have denied that Jesus is the Son of God, but they have acknowledged him as a prophet. So check that out on YouTube. Rosa Parks' funeral on YouTube. Minister Farrakhan and Jesse Jackson, all these people. Don't judge these people. Don't judge none of them. I don't judge nobody. But he said something about Christ, and that's what I'm trying to get you to see. Even a Muslim can acknowledge Christ. But can we acknowledge the purpose of for what he has died for? Sometimes we don't even realize that. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 5. Coming from the Holy Spirit. Ephesians chapter 5, verse. This is no script, no nothing. No notes, nothing to talk, but to wait on the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 4. Wait 1 minute. Okay, and we're going to go to Ephesians 5:1. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. See, we can't go to God but through Christ. And walk in love as Christ also have loved us and have given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God. What's the name of the sermon? Only Christ Jesus is the will of God. Everything you should do must be through Christ Jesus to get to God. Now, for some of you, don't get this confused. God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit is in Colossians chapter 2, verse 9, Romans chapter 1, verse 20, Acts chapter 17, verse 29. And it's called the Godhead. It's not called the Trinity. And then when we see here, it says in Ephesians 5, 2, and walk in love as Christ also have loved us and have given himself for us an offering. That's why we don't need no goats. We don't need to go to no priest to get forgiveness. I was a Catholic, and boy, they need to read this. You would go to the boot and bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I looked under the dress with a girl in high school. Yeah, she was a pretty dark woman, and that pretty was a pretty lady. And I was learning women. And hear the priest, what did you do? You can hear lost all in him. You go to Jesus. The Bible says go to Jesus. If we confess our fault, he is just and able to forgive us from all unrighteousness, 1:9, not to a man. Now, also, I want you to turn to the book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 14. And now, after that, John was put in prison, Mark 1:14, now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. It did not say Jesus. And that is the purpose. That is the purpose of Christ. As we see in Colossians chapter 1:13, it shows you the responsibilities that Christ have in the spiritual realm in the first, second, and third heaven. Jesus Christ's kingdom has been transferred. God gave it to him. And Jesus came to preach his kingdom. In Mark 1:14, now after that John was put in prison. I got this in the car with my wife riding. He was giving me the sermon. Jesus, now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee. Look, what was he preaching? Preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. It wasn't that. He was preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. And this is how God accepts us through his son. Now, if we go and see again, I'm going to recapitulate. As Derek Prince, my mentor, told me, it's good to recapitulate to put things back in a person's spirit. So let's do this here and go to Colossians 1:13. Now, this is talking about Jesus' authority, who had delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Translated us into his kingdom, Christ. We got to get into Christ's kingdom before we see God, all in the Bible. Ephesians 5:5, and we're going to keep going. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 5, it says, for this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater, have had any inheritance in the kingdom of God. Inheritance. What brings the inheritance? Whoremonger, unclean person, covetous man, idolaters. So there are qualifications to get into the kingdom of God. Now, Jesus loves us so much that we see here that God sent his son to do something in front of other people. And I wish that Catholics would really study this. I don't know who's out there Catholic, but you got to come out of Catholicism. The Bible said, call no man father, but there is one father. And you don't call a man father unless he's your physical father. Let's look at this, what Jesus did, what God did for his son. And after 6 days, Jesus taken Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them into the high mountain. Now, the high mountain, again, deals with a commission. It deals with what God is trying to do. God's son emulates God. Jesus emulates Christ. Christ Jesus emulates God. Here we see that God, the transfiguration, after the 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter. So God had him to go here. And then we see in Mark 3:13, and he calleth unto him whom he would. So even in the mountain, the ministry of deliverance was called. And now at this same mountain, the transfiguration of Jesus has been called by God so that God can say, no one comes through me except my son. And he says, hear him only. And some of us are listening to preachers and prosperity messages. You know, the Bible says that wisdom maketh you rich. And thinking that you're going to serve Jesus to get materialistic value, you come into the wrong kingdom. It ain't for that. Don't let Creflo Dollar fool you. Matthew 17:1, and after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as light. that's light. In Revelations, to show you the accuracy of God's word, it gives you this same subscription with brightness. Lord have mercy, I hope you can understand me. And it was transfigured, Matthew 17:2. I'm trying to show you the importance of Jesus, because God wants his son to be revered. And was transfigured before them, his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. Revelation 2:18. And unto the angels of the church in Thyatira write, these things saith the Son of God, who had his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like unto brass. God's word is very, very accurate. Now, we see here in Matthew chapter 17, verse 3, and behold, there appeared unto him Moses, Lord have mercy, Jesus, and Elias, E-L-I-A-S, taking him up. So why are these people here? These were the heavyweights. And God put the heavyweights. Now, the same brother, Elias, had the ability to see into the spirit world. That's in 2 Kings 6:8-22. Open up our spiritual eyes, 2 Kings 6:17, Zechariah 1:8, Hebrews 1:14, and 2 Kings 6:20. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here, if thou will. Let us make here three tabernacles. That's how you worship during the time of Christ. I don't want to get into that because that's a different teaching. One of thee, and one of Moses, and one of Elias, E-L-I-S. While he yet spoke, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which says, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, hear ye him. And some of you Christians are really missing it because you can't hear him. You depend on trying to hear the pastor. You want somebody to read the word and explain it to you. You have to hear him. He say, my sheep know my voice, and they hear me. So you really need to work on hearing God. And some Christians believe out there, there's a doctrine saying that God doesn't speak to people no more. That's a lie. God does speak to man. Go to Deuteronomy. And we're going to look at Deuteronomy 5. Hang on, I got to pull out old granddaddy. This is my Bible here. Boy, look at that. Oh, granddaddy, very accurate. Granddaddy is very, very accurate. And there is something that I want all of you to see. Very, very important. Okay, Holy Spirit. I need one more. Ah! I want you to see something. God still talks to people. And God has a covenant with us through his Son. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit. Now, watch this. I'm waiting on the Lord. That's why I wasn't going nowhere. And Jesus came and touched. Okay, I was waiting the Lord back. And Jesus came and touched them and said, arise and be not afraid. And when they had lift up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. So all of the prophets, Moses and all of them, they didn't see none of that. They saw Christ. God was telling the world through the synoptic gospels, this is my child. And while you on earth, you should not try to live without Christ Jesus. I warn you not to. And as they came down from the mountains, Jesus charged them, saying, tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man be raised again from the dead. And his disciples asked him, saying, why then say the scribes that Elijah must come first? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. But I say unto you that Elijah has come already, and they knew him not, but have done unto him whatsoever they listed. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them. See, this is love. The exorcism of the Syrophoenician woman's daughter is one of the miracles of Jesus in the gospel, and is recorded in the Gospels of Mark chapter 7, verse 24 through verse 30, and Matthew verse 15 through 21 through 28. The story is encountered as a healing of a Canaanite woman. Now, let me tell you why the Lord had me to put this in here. I was driving, I heard him say Syrophoenician woman. That's how I got this sermon. A Syrophoenician, plural, a native of the inhabitants of Phoenicia, where it was a part of the Roman province of Syria. The Lord gave that to me. And she was not a Jew. So God sent his son for the Jew and for the Gentile. God has mercy more than all mankind. And please don't deny Christ. I'm not talking about going to church, because some of you can go to church and still don't know the Bible. You don't know Christ. So I don't see, the devil is fooling you. If you don't know the word of God, you don't know the will of God, because it's hidden in this book. And you don't want to read, so you want Creflo Dollar to tell you, give you some money, and you keep seed. They take money and turn it into seed. That ain't in the Bible. Prosperity gives you wealth. That's another Jesus. So we got to be very careful that Christ is the will of God, but we have to avoid Satan's counterpart to throw us off from this. Well, what are you talking about, Pastor? Second Corinthians, the 11th chapter. And let's look at 2 Corinthians, Paul, fear of false teachers. And this is very prominent today before we close. Only Christ is the will of God, but if you don't know the word, you can get deceived. In 2 Corinthians 11, it says, would to God you could bear with me a little in my folly? Indeed, bear with me, for I am jealous over you with godly jealousies. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chastened virgin to Christ. That's us as the body of Christ. But I fear least by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety. And this is what's happening now. Christ's will. Only Jesus is the will of God. And if you don't know his will, Satan has a counterpart. So your mind should be corrupt from the simplicity that is in Christ Jesus. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye may well bear with him. And God doesn't want anyone to be deceived to know the will of God. If the word of God is not being taught from Genesis to Revelation, if the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the evidence of speaking in tongues is not taught, if the fivefold gifts based on Ephesians chapter 4:11 and 2 Corinthians 12:28 has been omitted, it is another Jesus. And you must be very careful in these last days. The Bible says here in Ephesians chapter 4:11, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. If you don't see that, you need to come out of that church. Go to 2 Corinthians 12:28. In 2 Corinthians 12, where is it? Here it is. I'm sorry. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. And lest I should be exalted above measures through the abundance of the revelation. Now, Jesus gives revelation. Some churches don't do that. I'm trying to show you how to avoid another Jesus. Lest I should be exalted above measures through the abundance of the revelation that was given to me, a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buff me, lest I should be exalted above measures. Now, this is very, very important in 2 Corinthians 12:9. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Now, I'm trying to find something else. 1 Corinthians 12:28. That's it. I got it. Thank you, Lord. I had to wait on him because I'm following him. I got no papers up here. In 1 Corinthians 12:28, and God had set some in the church, first apostles, secondary prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, government, diversities of tongues. If you don't see this being implemented and you are a member of the church, you need to leave. If you don't see the Holy Spirit in revelation to creation, active in creation, Genesis 1-2, Job 33, verse 4, in past life to God's creatures, Genesis 2-7, Job 33, 4, Psalms 104, verse 30, inspires the prophets and apostles, Zechariah 7-12, 2 Timothy 3-16, 2 Peter 1-21, speaks through the word. If the Holy Spirit is not speaking through the word at a church, you and another Jesus. You need to get out of it because that's not how Jesus Christ is the will of God when you leave out the Holy Ghost. See 2 Samuel 23:1-2. See Acts 1:16-20. See Ephesians 6:17. See Hebrews 3:7-11. See Hebrews 9:8 and Hebrews 10:5. The Holy Spirit in revelation to Jesus. Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit. This is basic, but if you see somebody that don't believe that, that's another Jesus. That's in Matthew 1:18-20-23. That's in Luke 1:34-35. He was filled with the Spirit, Matthew 3:16-17. And some of you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. If you are at a church that don't believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you need to get out of it. The Bible says, pray in the Holy Ghost, Jude 1:18-19. It also says, don't stop no one from speaking in tongues, 1 Corinthians 14:39. Jesus was filled with the Spirit, so should you. If you have a church, don't believe that, it's another Jesus. Study Mark 1:12-13, Luke 3:21-22, and Luke 4:1. Preached in the Holy Ghost, Jesus did. Isaiah 11:2-4, Isaiah 61:1-2, Luke 4:16-27. Perform miracles by the power of God and by the power of the Holy Ghost. Isaiah 61:1, Matthew 12:28, Luke 11:20, Acts 10:38. We'll baptize believers in the Holy Spirit, not another Jesus, because they don't believe in speaking in tongues. And you got Baptist churches don't even do it. Study Matthew 3:1, Mark 1:18, Luke 3:16, John 1:33, Acts 1:4-5, and Acts chapter 11:16. Promises of the Holy Spirit as a counselor. If that's not being taught at a church, you need to leave. John 14:16-18, John 14:25-26, John 15:26-27, John 16:7-5. Here we give word. We're a word church. We give you word here. We don't give you entertainment. Promises the ministry of the Holy Spirit to flow through believers. John 7:37-39. Check out what I'm saying, because I'm right. It also is revealed to believers by the Spirit. John 16:13-15. Offered himself on the cross through the Spirit. Hebrews 9:14. He was raised from the dead by the Spirit. Romans 1:3-4. Romans 8:11. Received the Spirit from the Father. John 16:5-14. Acts 2:33. Poured out the Spirit upon us as believers. Study Acts 2:33-39. Glorified by the Spirit, John 16, 13 and 14, I'm sorry. Spirit prayed for his return, Revelation 22:11. The Holy Spirit in the revelation to the church. It dwells in the church as his temple, 1 Corinthians 3:16, Ephesians 2:22, Haggai 2:5. If you don't see that, it's another Jesus. It's poured out like rain upon the church. Acts chapter 1, verse 5. Acts chapter 2, 1 through 4. Acts chapter 2, 16 through 21. Isaiah chapter 32, 15. Isaiah chapter 44, 3. Hosea chapter 6, verse 3. Joel chapter 2, verse 23 through 32. Speaks to the church. Revelation chapter 2:7, Revelation chapter 2:11, Revelation chapter 2:17, Revelation chapter 2, verse 27, Revelation chapter 3, verse 6, Revelation chapter 3, verse 13, and Revelation chapter 3, verse 22. The Holy Spirit in revelation to the church creates fellowship in the church. 2 Corinthians 13:14, Philippians 2:1 unites the church. 1 Corinthians chapter 12:13. Ephesians 4:4, gives gifts to the church, Romans chapter 12, 6-8, and Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. I hope that this has been a blessing to you. That is the purpose for God. The purpose for him is for you to know the word. Remember, it was transferred to his son. Jesus taught and preached the gospel of God on earth. If you don't know the Lord at this particular time, we're going to give you the opportunity to repent. God doesn't care what you've done. We sin every day, known and unknown. That's right. All sinners unto death, but you let God be the judge, not people. I pray that you've been blessed tonight. If you'd like to give your life to the Lord, repeat this after me. In Romans 10:9, the Bible says, if you shall confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord, whatever you've done, accept him and ask him to forgive you for all of your sins. Heavenly Father, I ask that you come into my life. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, died and rose on the third day. Come into my life and teach me how to live. If you said that, come join a church. Go, don't go find nobody that's not teaching you, because you got to learn how to grow. And ask the Holy Spirit to lead you. If you'd like to park over here with us temporarily, you can do so or stay with us. We do have cyber members. You can email me at overtonavy1@gmail.com. We ask that you sow a seed to keep us on air. We're a nonprofit organization. Your contributions will be much needed during this time in this ministry. God bless and shalom. Wait 1 minute, everyone. I'm going back. I got to open some lines up here at Live Deliverance. We thank you. If you enjoyed yourself, we're going to go back now to Apostle John Elcott, Witchcraft in the Church. Hang on. And let's open this up now. Oh, wow. Whew. Lots of people. Okay. Outside in, Reverend Hawkins. Outside in, Reverend Theobald Montgomery. Outside in, Bishop T.D. Welton. Outside in, Reverend Houghton. Outside in, Reverend Carmichael. Outside in, Reverend Turnipseed. Outside in, Bishop Blunder. And many more outside in. Air code 646-378-1857. We're going to open the lines up for comments. We hope that you learned something. Let's start with Erico 714. Again, welcome to Blog Talk.
Hey, brother, how's it going?
I'm blessed, brother.
Yeah, enjoyed the teaching. I mean, I've actually been asking God, like, what is his will? And, I mean, you pretty much came with it today.
That's the Lord, brother, because I have no idea. Pastor Durden was supposed to be teaching, and there was an emergency, and I was praying in the Holy Spirit, and the Lord gave me one word to get that sermon, Syrophoenician woman, and all that came after that. That's a blessing. So God met your need, not me. Don't give me no credit, no glory, don't want it. You know me, Aaron boy. Give all credit to the Lord Jesus. Do not lift up man, because you can't get blessed. The Lord blessed you tonight, didn't he?
Yeah, he really did.
That's right. That's right. God bless you, brother, and don't forget your appointment for Saturday.
Okay, brother. See you then.
Okay, we see you there. All right, we got 845. 845, God bless you. You got the mic, air code 845.
God bless you, brother Emmett.
Amen.
Teaching, your teaching is always blessing, brother. Of course, it's the Holy Spirit moving through you, and it's highly evident. I mean, I always feel like it's the Lord, you know, moving you. And basically, what I got from that is just to get you know, it's time just to get closer to the Lord and really just to get in His Word, you know, personally for ourselves. And and I had a question, brother. It's about where is it right here? I just wanted to know what you thought about what is it? 1 Corinthians 12. Where is it? Okay. 1 Corinthians 12:31, right?
Hang on. 1 Corinthians 12:31?
Yeah. You were talking about gifts.
Hang on.
About all of your gifts.
1 Corinthians 12:28.
12:28, you was there. But I had a question about verse 31.
Hang on. But covet earnestly the best gift, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way?
Yes. So my question now, Paul says the best gifts. Now, are there better gifts, or was he just speaking from his perspective?
Well, the Holy Spirit is telling me that Paul had to go to Corinth to make corrections. And there was a lot of miscorrection because it was taking the Passover wrong. And, you know, that's why he had to go twice. But what Paul is saying, in order to hear this, what he's saying, but covet earnestly the best gifts. The best gifts are all gifts that's given to you based on the will of God for your life, because He knows what you need.
Ah, okay. That's a good answer.
So the Holy Spirit told me to tell you. When you call unto Him, and when your life is hidden in Him, He will give you the gifts that you need. He gives me word of knowledge, lots of word of knowledge, lots of and the ability to see scriptures in my spirit just pop up. I can not read a scripture 4 months ago, and that thing will pop up like I just read it. So He's going to equip you.
I want that, bro.
With the gifts. What do you want?
I would like word of knowledge. Of course, prophecy. You know, it says.
Okay.
I mean, man, I would like all of them, brother. But you know, the way I just see the way that word of knowledge works through you. I'm always fascinated by that. You know, I'm always just sitting back. I'm like, oh man, the Holy Ghost is gonna be working, right? And it's just very like revealing, you know, and it always correlates with scripture too. So, and I love words. So, you know, when you can compare life with word, and then, you know, God can move through the Holy Spirit with His word, I think that's pretty awesome, because it can be backed up, you know, and that's what I love about the way word of knowledge works to you. But
yes,
I guess whatever Jesus has for me, I mean, but word of knowledge, you know, you know, you're probably one of the people, brother Emmett, like, since I first started hearing you, I mean, that I wanted word of knowledge just by the way that it works to you. You know what I mean? So
right.
You know, but I don't
I
know
was
how
Friday.
I don't know how Christ.
Friday, me and Sister Durden was doing a deliverance, and we started talking. I said, hang on, Sister Durden, go get your pen. God told us everything was going to be in that person. And we called on the guy, Sister Durden. The Holy Spirit. Let me tell you something, man. It's a powerful gift, man. And sometimes I will do this. The Lord will tell me something about a person. He said, don't tell them, just watch them. And I'm going to show you every demon in them. And then this is when I pray. Say, don't go to them, because them spirits know you're going to them. Don't even go to them. Try to avoid them. Just pray. The word of knowledge is a very powerful, and we're going to ask God to give that to you, because Friday The Lord gave us a word of knowledge because this person was, we ain't going to tell his name or where they from. We're going to say this individual was going to lie to cover something up. And it was going to stop, put me in certain in a bind where we trying to cast a spirit out and the person ain't told the truth. Jesus asked a question to the lady, said, how long has this demon been in this child? And the Holy Spirit came in there, and me and Sedrine, I said, this is what's going wrong with him. This is wrong with him. He's going to say he's going through this and going through that. And the Holy Spirit was so accurate. As a matter of fact, another brother that's in here, wait a minute, Brother Osley.
Yes, sir.
You mind if we can give a small testimony, not to your personal business, but can you share people that when me and Sister Durden got on the phone, everything we told you was what you was dealing with?
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
The Holy Spirit told us everything about his case. And when we got on, Brother Savage said, that I needed that because I was dealing with that. You remember that?
Yeah, because what had happened was is that just this whole past week, I haven't really been consistent in staying in the Word. And then on Saturday, I was, you know, like, I was just pondering, like, on the Word all day and, like, in and out all day. And then, like, at one point, you know, it just hit me just listening to a teaching that, like, you know, I just haven't been consistent. You know, it's just been lazy. And, you know, like, it just came into my heart to, like, as soon as I was going to get on with you and Sister Durden, you know, that was going to be, like, the first thing that I was going to tell you. And right before you even gave me a chance to tell you, I mean, you and Sister Durden said, like, okay, you know, like, this is what you're dealing with. And, I mean, that was God and the Holy Spirit right there working through you. And, like, I didn't even say anything, you know. I mean, you took the words right out of my mouth as to what was going on with me.
And see, this is what people need to see. Reverend Thielman, God don't need your mind. Reverend Thielman, you trying to figure this stuff out from your mind. That's stethoscope. And you are stubborn. You're so stubborn, you believe in education over the mind. The mind ain't nothing, Reverend Stilton. Nothing. Now, the Holy Ghost can tell you about everything, not your mind. And the word of knowledge is what people need to see. Christians need to see that in this ministry. And I give God credit for that. Because if it wasn't for the word of knowledge, I really don't believe you can cast out demons effectively. Here go Reverend Stillmore, in your mind, you just not say, well, Jesus cast demons out. He had the Holy Ghost in him, fool. My God. But we as humans have to have all the power God gives us. And the Holy Spirit tells us about demons. It helps me in this ministry. So what we're going to do for 845 and for anybody who want the word of knowledge, Brother Sammy, is any gift that you want all the members of the Lord to send me to ask anybody for any particular gifts, ask them. So let me open the lines up for Brother Salmon. Do you want any particular gifts?
I mean, like the brother 845, I mean, likewise word of knowledge, but speaking in tongues as well.
Okay. Saturday, you're going to have tongues. That's a guarantee. This coming Saturday, you will have tongues. The Lord just told me. And you'll be speaking in tongues. I want everybody to hear what I said. The day Tuesday. This brother's going to be speaking in tongues the next time you hear him next Tuesday. I want everybody to hear that. The Lord told me to tell everybody out there, I challenge anybody. This is first century. I trust in him. He said he will get tongues, and I guarantee you he's going to speak tongues. And if God said it, he's going to do it. See, people need spiritual gifts. People don't need money. Because if they get spiritual gifts, it'll protect them and show them how to get money. Wisdom bringeth money. And this bull mess called money cometh. Boy, y'all don't let nobody come at you with that mess. Talking about money cometh. That's nowhere in the Bible. But we're going to pray now for 845 and 714 for gifts. Let's open up the line and see if there's any more other gifts that people need. Erico 228, would you like to have any prayer? Or would you like to have any spiritual gifts? You have the mic.
Yes, Apostle. I want the gift of discernment and unshakable faith and word of knowledge as well. I want all of the nine gifts.
Okay. You know what? That's good. That's for 845. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah. Sir, brother. I'm
we're going to pray for all of them. We're going to pray for all of them.
Amen, brother. I'm just
going to pray for all of them. You're God's children. Pray for all of them. And people need gifts. Those gifts really show you how people are. It'll tell whether a person lying or not. I know when somebody lying. I don't even say nothing. The Lord said, don't say nothing to them. Because you say something, they're going to be suspicious, and then they're going to, them demons going to look and watch, and here you go with some foolishness. Okay, we're going to base this scripture on Mark chapter 11, verse 23. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. I want everybody to repeat after me. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I come in the name of Jesus.
I come in the name of Jesus.
I ask you to give me all the nine gifts of the Spirit based on 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
I ask that you give me all nine gifts of the Spirit according to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
I thank you, I will not doubt you, and I thank you that it is now done.
I thank you, Lord, that it is now done.
Okay, Sammy, let me hear you.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, did you say it, Sammy?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Now, Father, I come in agreement with them, and we thank you for these gifts being done to them without any doubt that the just shall live by faith. In the name of Yeshua the Messiah, we pray. Amen.
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 Well, that concludes our broadcast for the night. Please make a donation. We're in need. The enemy is really trying to hit us. For the first time this coming Sunday, live deliverance internet radio, we're going to be hooking up with all staff members. Going to give you some information here. The Lord gave us areas of how to get more members and more rep time, and that means more cycle time in a what you call a pool system that they have on computers, where you have to go into this search bar, and the Lord is showing us how to get this done so that live deliverance internet can be known. And so that we can get more people to study the Word of God. I ask in the name of Jesus that you don't try to follow humans, follow Christ. Respect your pastor, but don't follow your pastor. Follow Jesus. Know the Word for yourself, and do not let the enemy defeat you. We're going to close with Randall Positive, Overcomer.
Overcomer, that's who I am. More than a conqueror. Suffer my stand. Let me see the overcomer them hands up. Let me see the overcomer them hands up. Let me see the overcomer them. Experience challenges and dispatch obstacles from my way. How you respond will tell the outcome of your day. Determine your altitude to reach God's promise. I'm on my way. Ooh. I won't bow, won't roll over. Here comes my testimony. Do you know who I am? I'm an overcomer, and I'm standing, standing tall. I'm more than a conqueror. Even when my back's against the wall, I'm an overcomer, and I'm standing, standing tall, really tall. Tell me more than a conqueror, more than a conqueror. Even when my back's against the wall, ostracized and criticized, friends and family even despised. I've been bound and shutting down, lost my smile and even gained the frown. Been depressed, distressed, heavy laden, even felt emptiness. by the power of the blood of the Lamb, delivered by his righteousness, so I can declare I am an overcomer, and I'm standing really tall, tall, tall. So that I'm more than a conqueror, I'm more than a conqueror, even with my back against.